Welcome to the Steelers by the Lake podcast. My name is James, joined once again by my co-host, Cody. Cody, how are you this fine Tuesday evening?
James, I'm fantastic. Nice little 11 and a half hour day at work. Gonna go out on the boat later. My buddy has a pontoon boat that we're gonna take out on the lake. Excited for that. Probably jump in the water. Who knows? Maybe Char will come. You're opening up your Red Bull as per usual. Non-affiliated, non-sponsorship Red Bull. Shout out to you guys.
Yet.
But I'm excited, man. We've been seeing crazy growth in our Facebook, which is really cool. 13 new followers in the last week since we posted, which is really, really cool. But I am doing good. James, how are you?
I'm doing pretty dang good, man. Really looking forward to talking about this. At one of our topics today, we're going to tell you guys all about the new jersey numbers that the rookie class has selected, which, let's be honest, you take the wrong jersey number, it's a kiss of death. You might as well just hang it up, go try to play women's softball and declare yourself a woman, because it's just not going to happen for you in the NFL.
These thoughts do not reflect. the wrong jersey number can really just feel weird or look bad or whatever. We'll talk about that. We'll get to, I know at least two numbers that I don't like, and I think James is on the same boat as me. So we'll have to wait and see. Not the same boat later, but now.
Think about Bud Dupree, man. 48 was just an awful choice. It doomed him from the beginning.
It was, but ironically enough, when I think of 48 in a Pittsburgh Steelers uniform, I think of Bud Dupree.
Now, because every other 48 was an eighth string tight end.
You're not wrong. he made a name for the number. It wasn't a phenomenal name, but it was an okay name. Anyways,
it's an okay name.
Let's start it off real quick by talking about Steelers beginning the second round of GM interviews. James, we know who they are interviewing for this position.
Yeah, we've got a few names on the list so far. We know about Doug Whaley, who's a former general manager of the Buffalo Bills. Louis Riddick, who's been all around the NFL and is currently a commentator or reporter, whatever you'd like to call him, but very well plugged into all the teams around the NFL. Also, Tampa Bay's John Spytek, Tennessee's Ryan Cowden, also getting second interviews. You would like to assume that Brandon Hunt and Omar Khan are also going to be involved in this, but Brandon Hunt did also just interview recently for another team, and not for their general manager position. So
interesting.
That's a little suspicious, especially since he was the guy I was really hoping was going to get the job, if it were an internal candidate. So that's the name. A lot of these guys either have been part of the Steelers organization or are from Pittsburgh. So imagine that, but there's going to be some Pittsburgh ties with whoever our next general manager ends up being, but very important because, you know, Kevin Colbert put together one heck of a career. I saw a list the other day. Somebody had put a list of all of his first round picks, and there were only three of them that were busts, man.
Yep.
And there's like four or five that are Hall of Famers.
Yep. Or future Hall of Famers, either one.
Yeah. Yeah. So quite a list that he put together in his tenure as the general manager for the Steelers, especially since the Steelers just aren't that big into free agency. It's so important that you nail those draft classes. And more often than not, he really hit it out of the park.
Yeah. Yeah. So again, those guys are going to be doing interviews or already did interviews, to clarify. So we'll be really excited to see what happens there. In other news, they did announce the mini camp days, which is May 13th through the 15th. Now that is a mandatory practice. Before this, they were only having OTAs and rookie mini camp. Rookie mini camp is all obviously all the rookies mandatory learning things. And then mini camp is when all the players are expected to come together and kind of come up with a game plan for training camp, get reps at positions, see where people fit the best and go from there. That way you're not wasting time on, is this guy going to play safety or middle linebacker? You know where he's going to get the reps at, mostly in training camp by that time. So really excited for that. That's big.
Yeah. Gets you a little idea too, as far as the playbook, get people start to be comfortable with the playbook, where to line up. A lot of that sort of stuff is going to be really looked at. That and also kind of reading, like, say if you have a route that is a wide receiver's responsibility to read the defense and then adjust accordingly, this is the time of the year that you start doing that sort of thing.
Yep.
So if your corner is positioned here, then you go that way. If the safety's there, you go this way. If the linebacker's here, you sit down, like whatever, you know, all that sort of thing. You start to work on that stuff, get that team chemistry together, and really start to figure things out. But it's exciting just bringing people together like that. Also, it'll be interesting to see, do we have anyone that holds out? Do we have anyone that is expecting a big contract extension and maybe isn't happy about a couple wide receivers being drafted? You know, he's playing all the right notes so far. He isn't doing anything dumb. He isn't on social media saying dumb stuff or unfollowing the team or any of those traditional AB type dumb moves. So that's a good sign, but I remain quite skeptical as to whether or not Pittsburgh will give him an extension, especially with having invested such high draft capital at that position.
Yeah. Very interesting to see. Speaking of the draft and drafting these players and these wide receivers and these guys, these rookies that we are talking about, they came out and said, announced the numbers. Steelers announced the rookie numbers. So we're going to go through this in order from lowest number to highest number. We're not going to go through where they were drafted. We're just going to go through the numbers. So first off, the last pick that Pittsburgh had was a quarterback. And he's the first guy we're going to talk about.
Chris. Oladokun. Yeah. Good number for a backup quarterback. I fully endorse his decision for jersey number 5. That is a great backup quarterback number. I'm on board. I think he did a real nice job with that selection. I'm sure there were a few other ones available that 16. He could have taken.
16.
Yeah, I could have taken 16. I'm glad he didn't.
I know.
Forever Charlie Batch's number.
Forever Charlie Batch.
They should have retired it, honestly.
Oh my gosh. That might be a little far.
You know who else had 16?
Who?
Hines Ward, his rookie year.
I thought he was 15, his rookie year.
Oh, maybe it was 15.
I think he was 15.
I know it was one of those, though.
I have his rookie card somewhere. I think it's 15.
Yeah, I got one, two somewhere. Who knows where?
Weird. Very weird. We're going to keep it in the quarterback room. Kenny Pickett went with number 8. Pulled out the old Tommy Maddox number, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, it's time to have a good quarterback with number 8. So nice to see his
Tommy wasn't
there.
Bad. Tommy was just not good.
Yeah.
All I can Tommy think of had, every time moments. Every time I think of Tommy Maddox, all I think of is the pick 6 to the Jacksonville Jaguars, Rasheed Mathis in the playoffs. I think it was a wild card game.
Oh, that dude got like 18 picks off of Tommy.
I know.
That was stupid.
I think they had a deal going on. They just, they were buddy. I don't know.
It went on with Ben too. When Ben was,
I know,
was quarterbacking, he threw a bunch of picks to that same dude.
Yep. Rasheed Mathis. Now I'm going to look that up later. Rasheed Mathis, how many picks does he have against the Steelers? He has like 23 on the career and 21 of them are Pittsburgh.
Yeah. He might have double digits against Pittsburgh. It's uncanny how well he did against Pittsburgh. It's like he had a grudge against them or something. I don't know.
I wonder if we passed him up in the draft or something and draft someone.
Probably.
I'm going to look it up. Yeah, we're going to expect this on the next episode. We're going to have facts. We're going to place them out, lay them out. We're going to see what it's like.
You better actually look it up, Cody. You better.
I will. I'm just not going to do it right now.
Okay. I got a note. Put it on your hand.
Okay.
Something. There we go.
next
guy.
Yeah.
Wide receiver. Calvin Austin III.
No.
With a very.
Where are you
very,
going?
What?
You skipped one.
You're right. George Pickens. Not the third. The original George Pickens.
The OG. Original George. Original George.
Yes. He is the original George. Nice choice, I think.
Oh yeah,
number 14.
I like it. Limus Swede.
Yeah. I mean, what number 14 is really the one that sticks out in Steelers history? Limus Swede and Neil O'Donnell. I mean, a lot of people don't even like to hear Neil's name.
I don't even know his name. So I mean, let me clarify. I know his name. I never watched him play, so I didn't.
He threw 4 interceptions in the Super Bowl that we lost to the Cowboys. That's why people don't like to hear his name.
Bill Cowher, somewhere in his comfortable retired clothes, is getting triggered. So yeah, I do like 14 for George Pickens. Now wide receiver Calvin Austin III. This is the first number that I'm not a fan of. Too soon is what I will say. He chose number 19. Juju's gone for a few weeks. And Calvin Austin III said, I'll pick up where you left off. We'll find
crazy,
out.
Crazy, man.
That's ballsy. That is ballsy.
There's going to be plenty of 19s in Heinz Field. That's for sure. They won't all be Calvin Austin III. There's going to be a lot of people still wearing Juju.
They're gonna do the tape over it and put Austin the third. Yeah. It's gonna happen.
Did you see the Browns one floating around out there that used to be Baker Mayfield's? And on the back they taped over the end of his name. So it still says M-A-Y, but then it says be not.
Maybe not. I saw the one where the guy has a Tim Couch jersey on, but it says all the quarterbacks they've had. I like that one. That's a good
one. That one's ridiculously long now.
Well, it's going to keep getting longer. Let's be real. Because I don't think any quarterback they have on the team right now is going to finish the season. So that's my bold prediction for the Browns.
Wow.
Next one. Another one I'm not a fan of. James, what do you think?
This is the one that I struggle with the most. And it's just because it's not a fit for the position, in my opinion.
Technically.
For you, you got a lot of pent up feelings because this was a great number for the man who held it once for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Connor Hayward, the fullback, halfback, and they're also listing him as a tight end, has opted for the number 83. It's forever Heath Miller's number.
Forever.
It's going to be tough to see a fullback wearing 83. That's a weird one. It's a great jersey number. It's just that I don't think that he's going to be really playing that same position, and I feel like it's a weird number for a fullback.
I concur. I have nothing else to say about that.
I mean, it's a lot better than when Kobe Hamilton had it.
That's fair. That was wrong. Fair. That was very wrong. I did not like that one bit.
No, that was bad.
No, and it's real. A number can make or break somebody. It's awkward to say, and it sometimes just looks bad. Next one's linebacker.
I'm sure Cam told him, though. I'm sure Cam said, hey, that's a bold decision. If you want to do that, you had better bring your A game every single week.
Maybe that was to motivate him. I want to know what Heath is thinking and Ben's thinking.
Yeah.
I want to know.
You know Ben would have never let that happen.
Nope. Ben didn't let Freiermuth take 83. Who was it that he didn't let take 83?
Probably maybe Gentry.
It might have been Gentry. It was somebody. I remember that. So it was one of those guys. But the next two guys we're going to talk about real quick. Mark Robinson, linebacker, chose number 93. I don't have anything to say about that. It's like a new number to me. It's not a bad number.
I like it because it's an upgrade immediately over Joe Schobert last year, even if he doesn't make the team.
That's fair. I agree.
And I think, honestly, 93 is a nice aggressive number. I feel like if you're wearing a number like 93, you got to be out there hitting people and hitting them hard. And I think that's what Mark Robinson's going to do this year. Even if it's just preseason that we see him and he ends up on the practice squad, I feel like 93 is going to be making some hits. So I'm looking forward to that. That's a good choice in my book. I like it.
It's a great choice. The next one's one that I'm on edge about. I like the number for the position, but it's weird because it's still a soon thing, even though I'm not a huge fan. Like, I'm not like a diehard fan of the person who was wearing it recently. It's just a recent transition thing. DeMarvin Leal, defensive end, whether they make him an outside linebacker, whatever they want to do, 98.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, Vince Williams recently wearing that number. So,
yeah.
It'll be interesting.
And then if you go back a few generations previous, Casey Hampton, a.k.a. Big Snack.
Ooh, good old Casey. You want to also I would have loved to have seen Jordan Davis wear 98 for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Okay, I'm done.
Oh, that would have been freaking great.
That would have been. I mean, he would have went with 99 still, which would have been fine. But he wouldn't have had a beard. He wouldn't have had a beard, and it would have been weird. I didn't mean for that to rhyme, but it was a good time. Okay, continuing on.
oh, Lord. So I think 98 is a decent choice for DeMarvin Leal. Not bad.
Not bad.
Not awful. And really, honestly, of this entire rookie class, I don't think any of them made a really poor choice. It's just I don't like the fit for Connor Hayward as far as...
Yeah, I would agree with that.
I look at him as a fullback, and 83 is definitely tight end or wide receiver in my eyes.
Yep.
And I know things are changing around You know, the league, you got a lot of wide receivers doing single digits. You got some DBs doing single digits, for crying out loud.
Kobe Bryant, so, who was named after the Black Mamba, went with number 8. So,
yeah, why wouldn't you if you're Kobe, you know?
Right.
That's
COBY, not KOBE, just to clarify.
We had a safety that just switched to 8 and then gave 8 up for Kenny Pickett.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's it's just a new age. Doesn't mean it's bad. I don't think any of these are actually bad choices. There's definitely years where I look at it like, well, last year, what was it? Buddy Johnson took 45, and I was like, what are you doing, man?
Yeah.
That is Fuamatu Maafala. That is,
Chris Fuamatu Maafala.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the one.
Chris. Listen, let's speak about other numbers, because there's one more number that came out that we were both interested about.
Yes. Miles Jack officially taking jersey number 51. 44 was not available because of Derek Watt having 44. Mm-hmm. He didn't bother to try buy it off of him. Maybe Derek just didn't have a number that was in his mind anyway. He just wasn't going to give it up no matter what.
Yeah.
But I really like 51 for Miles Jack. You know, we were talking before the show and I said, Cody, who is it? Who was the last great 51? And you nailed it.
James Ferrier.
That's right. James Ferrier was an absolute boss at middle linebacker, man. He was so dang good. Very instrumental part of that defense in that Super Bowl era when Super Bowl 40 and 43 were a thing. Yep. James Ferrier was one of the ones making that happen, man. So I really like it. I think it's a great choice. Him 51 and 55 right in the middle of the field, they're really going to bring some terror on people this year, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll have to wait and see what happens. Real quick, before we get towards the end of the show, we want to talk about, James especially wants to talk about one thing that a man by the name of Richard Sherman had to say about our quarterback, new rookie quarterback, Kenny Pickett. James, take it away.
Yeah, opinions on this one, man. So Richard Sherman, everybody knows Richard Sherman, you know, what was he, a Harvard graduate? He's a real smart guy, right? Mm-hmm. In the NFL for a real long time. Top tier corner for a real long time. I don't know if he's even on a team right now, which might be why his voice is so important, because he doesn't really have any on the field to speak for him. He says...
Wait, let's take a moment for Richard Sherman. Take a moment. A sad moment. Okay, we're good.
So he says he doesn't trust Kenny Pickett because Kenny Pickett wears gloves all the time, and he doesn't trust a quarterback that wears gloves all the time. And you know what I say to that? I don't trust a cornerback who decides to try to break people's front doors down.
Shots were fired today. James chose violence, guys. James chose violence today.
Richard Sherman chose violence against that person's front door and tried to break in. I don't trust him, so I don't care about his opinion.
You're not
wrong. I'm backing my quarterback. And I'm going to say, you, Mr. B and E, you can stay over there with your B and E's, man.
You're not wrong. We don't
want nothing to do with that.
You're not wrong, James. You're not wrong. I don't know. What else you got to say? Anything else?
Nothing on that, man, but we did have a wave of cuts.
We did.
The Pittsburgh Steelers released 3, which is
that's like a mini wave. That's not even a wave.
Yeah,
it was like a splash.
It's small,
like
a wave in Edinburgh Lake. It's never really going to be that big.
Well, fine. I'll send you videos of what the lake's like when I get out there today. Anyways, it was
2-inch crests.
Yeah, it was a couple guys that you've heard us talk about before. Specifically, linebacker Tigray Scales was waived. And then also a cornerback by the name of Isaiah Johnson. We talked about him briefly last year. And the long snapper, Rex.
Rex Sunahara.
Sunahara. I don't know if there's a, I don't know if there's a roll of the art or not, but I liked it. So Sunahara.
I feel like there should be.
Yeah, I like it.
Rex was off and on the practice squad a lot last year, especially towards the back of the season, as the Steelers were trying to give themselves a little bit of insurance policy on game days, just in case somebody came down with COVID or something. So that's why that name might sound a little bit familiar. If you were listening last year, we said his name a lot on when we were talking about being called up from the practice squad, being waived from the practice squad, being called up to the practice squad, waived from the practice squad. He did a lot of yo-yo last year. So gave us a little bit of security at the position. I wonder if that means that somebody that's on the roster right now has some capabilities with long snapping.
Connor Hayward. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, now the 82 fits a little bit better.
Tight end, fullback, halfback, NLS.
All your long snappers used to be tight ends or linebackers. That was it. You know, yep. That's what they were.
I don't want to see Connor Hayward play linebacker. I don't want to see that. That would hurt.
No.
No.
You might be a good linebacker, just not a long snapper.
That's fair. All right. Well, that's going to...
linebacker, man?
Maybe. Woo. That's going to end it here. Yo, Hayward and Hayward making some tackles together. Anyways.
I think Derek Watt could be a good middle linebacker, honestly, the way he tackles on special teams.
We'll see. It's not going to happen. We're not going to see anything. But that's going to put a wrap on this show. Just a short show for you guys to make sure we're sticking up with the Steelers news and all that stuff. If you guys want to share anything that you... Oh, James has something.
I have an idea as far as some future shows. Let us know if you have any opinions one way or another. I think we should do some recaps on the AFC North opponents and their draft class on the upcoming shows. We'll still, of course, do our Steelers news and what's going on, but give you a little bit of insight on how we feel their draft classes went.
Yeah, let us know. If you guys, if we don't hear any feedback from you, maybe we don't do that, but we want to hear from you guys. We want to hear from you guys. We don't want you just to passively listen. Be active listeners. They taught us that in school. No, I'm just kidding. Anyways, we do look forward to hearing from you guys again. Be sure to like and follow on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube. Subscribe and ring the bell. It is free to do. And until next time, ring the bell. And until next time, this is your host, James and Cody, signing off.
Peace.